Good morning and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. I am Molly Plunkett. I am a longtime member of the congregation and co-chair with Pam Gates of Social Action Committee. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you no matter what your age or your abilities or inabilities. On Sunday mornings, we provide a variety of services. They may be presented by a Prairie member, a member of the wider community as we have today, or by our minister, Sandy Ingram. Today, the presentation will be by Gloria Farr, who is the community health liaison at the Allied Wellness Center, which is one of the charities, local charities that we've shared our offertory collections with, I think for 2 years in a row. I think our opening words today are going to be spoken by Patty Stockdale.
Even the smallest act of caring for another person is like a drop of water. It will make ripples throughout the entire pond. Jesse and Brian Mateo.
Thanks, Patty. We will now hear from our speaker, Gloria Manadier Farr, who I've known for many years from being on the board for Allied Partners and for the board for the Allied Wellness Center, where she's been the community health liaison for how many years?
10
years. And she's here today to tell you about the organization, what they do. And I want to shout out to us because I think we just got them a check in the past week for over $1,000 at a time when it was really needed. So thanks to all of you. Gloria, come on up.
So Ms. Molly just asked me to share a little bit about myself, so I'll do that first. So my name is Gloria Manadier Farr, and I am the Allied Wellness Center Community Health Liaison. But I came into the Allied community back in the 90s as HIV and AIDS educator and cultural diversity specialist. So then I went on to become a director for the only, at that time, African-American drug and alcohol and mental health outpatient treatment program. I served them for over 15 years. And then I came over back to my church. I am minister at Fountain Life Family Covenant Church under senior pastor Alexander G. And so coming back into the Allied area, we were renovating over at the church. And so at the Boys and Girls Club is where we were housed almost a year over there. And so when we transitioned back to our church, I met with my pastor. And I was saying I didn't want to leave like we had came in, strangers, and then we built relationships with families over in an Allied community. So he charged me. He said, since you left the public sector, I left OJIMA after I had surgery. He said, what can you do? And I said, I'd like to go back in and do the work that we normally do all over Madison. It's just not one particular community. But my heart reached out for the Allied community because of my own life and all the support that I had gotten with my family. And so that's where I became the community chaplain over in the Allied area. And so at my time over in the Allied area, Susan Corrado, a parish nurse, she was with Arbor Covenant Church. And she and I met through Jacqueline Hunt, who was the outreach person over for Nehemiah over in the Allied area. She was doing groups for people in recovery. And so my heart just was so excited because I got a chance to take on the role that I love, and that's to share the good news. That's to interact with families, serve families, advocate for families, and meet the need as any way possible. And so Susan retired. After we had a couple of months together going into the community, she would provide the medical education and support, and I was allowed to do the ministerial piece. And as a team, I just knew that this was something that the community was excited about. So when Susan retired, she kind of pushed me in the role of a community health liaison. My background is not community health. My background is mental health, trauma, in advocacy. And so I was very challenged in that area. So we were able to get other nurses that were retired to volunteer once a month. I am the only staff for the Allied Wellness Center, and our monies come from the city. That's the whole, my part as a part-time community health liaison. But the church allied partners, with all the different partners from different churches like yourself, they partner up together. And that was how the Wellness Center was created back in 2005. And they raised the money to get the center open. And then we partner up with Joint Force for Family, Community Action Coalition, Early Childhood Initiative, to bring on the different faces for a joint force for family in the community. In our role, we are to support families that are in need of bus tickets to and from medical appointments, need a co-payment for medication that they would not otherwise be able to pay, and then to advocate for them, to make sure that they, if they have medical appointments, that they keep them. If they have medication that they don't understand, help them understand that. If they have needs for advocacy through the health area, to do that education that needed around different forms of disparities when it comes to health disparities, to ensure that we do that. And so in order to really get all of that information out into community, the Allied Wellness Center created what is called the Allied Welcomers. And I have brochures for you all so you'll be able to know and go back and look at the things that I'm sharing with you today. And so the Allied Community Workers are adult individuals that actually housed in the community, their residents, and they are responsible for their apartment building or the area that they are covering. So we cover from, I would say, Britta Parkway all the way back, right now my mind's drawing a blank, but it's over in, I'll get it when it comes back, but it's all past, so off and on, Crescent Road and all over in that area. And so there's single family homes, and then there's families with little no money when there's families homeless. So all of that is in the route for which the Wellness Center is responsible for. So my role in the 20 hours that I'm supposed to work is to ensure that individuals' needs get met. We have a budget, and it's very, very small, and a lot of times we run out. So I said thank you again for your generous donation. And there's other churches that help. My church helped in so many ways. We have since I've been there, I saw a need. I'm gonna go back a little bit. At that time, Joint Force for Family and I would come together, the Wellness Center and Nehemiah Development Corporation. We would come together and try to come up with Pampers tissue for the family so that they wouldn't have to go to the different pantries and have to show their IDs, all the Social Security cards and all of that. They can come in and get it as needed. So in that, families were coming in for toothpaste, deodorant, lotion, I mean razors, just some of everything. And those are things we could not, it wasn't there. And so I went back to my pastor and I said, there's a need that is much greater than just the little money that we give monthly and run out. I need help with getting something created. So I partner up with Ally Partners. That's not true. I partner up with High Point Church, Nehemiah. And then Allied Partners donate monies throughout the year, monthly, for bi-monthly, for the essential pantry. So we have an essential pantry that has detergent, that has a softener, diapers, tissue, toiletries, personal hygiene, and we are able to provide that service throughout the month. So they don't have to come once a month. They come when it's needed. And they do very well with that. Everyone don't come every day. They couldn't come when they actually need it. What we run out a lot of times is tissue. What we run out a lot of times is the bus tickets to the appointments. And most of the time is the monies to help with co-payment. It's not just medical, it's dentistry. Sometimes they have to pay when they go into the office. SSI do not, they don't provide transportation for them. So they put them on the bus. And these individuals who have to walk with the chairs and things like that, you know, my role is to really get care with constant some of the other places into the homes, meal on wheels, and those type of things. My role is to go in different places, especially the older seasoned people that need support, the allied welcomers. Again, those are the adults that live in the community. They come in, they say, Gloria, we have someone over here just came out the hospital. We need to go see. They don't always call me. I don't know everyone that lived there. And again, I'm only one person. So having the community health workers there and having the allied welcomers, that helps me out a whole lot. They might find someone living in a building. They might need food. We have a pantry over in the allied community that was created also by the allied partners. A group, Good Shepherd, I believe, housed that and run that. And so they get to come over on Wednesdays in the morning and the evening for the pantry. But as you know, you can only visit the pantry for most of them once a month. We have St. Vincent de Paul who help with medication, but there's certain medication they won't even help with. And so those are most expensive. So we utilize United Way Home Health, where they help with monies to help find medications for families and even pay for premium for families like myself who work part-time and could use help with insurance. You know, when the Obamacare piece was still expensive, and so you still need that type of support. So those are some of the things that we do over in the allied area. We just now created under the Wellness Center community health workers. That had been a vision for me for when I first came to the Allied Wellness Center. They asked me to take the Allied Welcomers to another level. So the community health workers are individuals like it's more of me. So it's like a whole lot of me get the opportunity to go in the homes with the families, see about them, advocate for them, be that bridge to the providers, be that bridge back to the resident. Through education, through support and accountability. Some of the elders have, you know, they just take the medicine. It's not on a timely regimen. So we go in and we actually help create a little plan so that helps them to remember the medication they have to take. We make sure that they are testing. So we provide training and education through a partner with United Way. A pharmacist come in, meet with the family, go over their medication. We do diabetes education at least 3 or 4 times a year to help with individuals who suffer or family members who have family that suffer from diabetes. We do a lot of partnership with UW Health. We have UW medical students that work with the Welcomers once every once a month, the third Friday of the month, and they do all the education. They do a lot of research, bring that literature to us, and then we disseminate it out into the community. So what we learn, we make sure the community have that. We also have a co-op, which is the Allied Community Co-op. We are incorporated over in the Allied area. However, we are incorporated with a lot of little to no money, but we got a $300,000 grant to help build a grocery store. The hardest thing in the world I've ever experienced, all the work that we tried to attempt to do, we could not jump over those hurdles, and we were not able to really open that store up as quick as I thought we could. So we have another organization that we're able to do the grocery store. And I don't know if you all are familiar with where we're located at, but there's a McDonald's that's on a frontage road. And it's this old check cashing place that's right there. There, that's where a grocery store owner, I think, is going to be coming to that community. How soon? We thought it was going to happen in July. Well, we are now in October and it's still not open. And so in that same note, we have families who need different types of produce, healthy food, because they're diabetic or they have allergies or they have things that they need. They have to travel, and they have to travel with their kids. We have a dollar store that was open. It calls Cash Dollars, open in the community, but they can't do WIC. They can't take food share. So the families still have to travel. Sometimes the parents can't get there because they have children. So they go right into McDonald's and the different gas stations to buy whatever food. And you know, McDonald's has this menu, dollar menu, and that's all of their money, you know, kind of. So the Wellness Center really is a tool that is really utilized in that community for all the different reasons that I've shared. One of the hardest things has been for us in the last couple of years is to keep the doors open. Like I said before, they have a ongoing grant that comes in for my role as a community health liaison. After that is everything that we do as far as writing for grants. And that's how I met Molly through the Allied Partners. I knew Molly, and I think was a family member. And I was like, if you could just come and sit on the board with your gifts, you can help. And I knew Molly could write grants. So I was like, come on. So she was very successful in a few grants that we have actually gotten, which kept us afloat, which allowed us to be able to move forward with the community health worker piece. They're still in training. We have 9 of those individuals. And out of the 9, 7 of them are allied welcomers. So I kept my promise. We've taken the allied welcomers to the next level. And now UW, Meritor, and I think even St. Mary's have shown some interest. And my hope is to build that relationship so that those individuals who have served over the years that I've been there will be compensated for their time. We do a lot of volunteering. I know you all do too. We're volunteering all over the place. And a lot of times, the season, and I look at you all, I'm 59, so I believe us as seasoned. We've been around the world a little bit, and so we have an opportunity to serve, but they don't utilize us to the full capacity. And so our role right now is to really partner up the community health workers with actual nurses that have been retired and kind of help work alongside with them so that we actually can meet the need of families. As a community health worker trainee, they cannot provide complete service. What they can do is do blood pressure reading, probably put them on the scale, get on the computer and show them how to go on my chart, you know, make sure that they test their sugar. It's not much, but it's enough to help individuals know that we care. It's enough to make sure that individuals are in the community, taking their medication, eating like they should, and being in a safe place. Some of the environments that we have came in wasn't because of the families not living right or trying to live right, but how the landlords were not good with caring for their buildings. And people are over in that community in dire need for someone to intervene. Bed bugs epidemic is terrible over in some of those places, and they're not willing to pay for the machine to do that. So once again, we have more people going to the emergency room because this is happening and nothing is really clearing that up. And so you have families losing their homes or leaving their homes, throwing out furniture, having nothing in their home because of that epidemic that's going on in that community. We have went to the city, we've been having meetings, but I tell you, that's been 3 years when I first talked about the concern. My board went, we had an inspector go, nothing ever happened. People just moved to other apartments, and so that means the bed bugs going to other apartments. You know, so those are some of the highlights that we talk about throughout the year. This is a very resilient community, but it's how long do you have to almost beg for the basic needs that other people can go to bed at night and go to sleep. I don't live in Ally. I get to go home on the north side and lay in my bed, but I think about them. And I know what it's like to need something, but it's so you having to fight for just that basic need. And a grocery store wasn't there when I first came back. I think it was 2008 when I came around the table for just volunteering, but it wasn't a grocery store then. And they were talking about it had been years since then. And so they built a highway that separates the Ally community from the rest of the city. So for me, it's like it's isolated with no basic support or resources in a community. So I won't keep that sad and heaviness on you. I just want you to kind of think about the lenses that I walk through every day, talking with families, and my hope is to encourage them when they see the truth. And so the Wellness Center, we have listening ears. We go into the hospital. As a minister, I have these hats. I never take them off. They all intertwine. I'm in homes. I'm in the hospital. I'm in the school. Sometimes I go to the jail if families need me. I have officiated weddings. I have officiated funerals. There are families when they don't have any money. We had to bury a military gentleman, and she wasn't allowed to go to the service. So we did a service right there in the Allied area. That's where families come in and get whatever they have, make those meals, and we do a potluck. There are times, if you remember the last shooting where the gentleman shot the young lady and then shot himself. Myself and Bishop Stubbs, we did the eulogy there. And so, the Wellness Center has this, it's about mind, body, and spirit. You cannot take care of one and miss the other. They all work together. And you can go in and families can have an apartment. They can have clothes on their back. But if they don't have food, they're not whole. If they don't have a place where they can sleep, they're not whole. And so those are the things that you all, with your generous donation, not just money. There are a few that have came and volunteered. Thank you for that. because that's needed in the community. Seeing faces of the churches, of the different organizations that partner up with us to go into the community and stay there. It's one thing to go in and just put some money and they never see you or hear from you, but to be there and continuously offer the support is a wonderful, awesome thing. Some of the families can see Ms. Molly and say, hey, Ms. Molly, because they know her from the Allied Partners. They know her from being in the community. And I just thank you again for representing your organization. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that you want me to share?
Do you have time for any questions?
I do. I have 5 minutes, you guys, and I really do. because I am here, I don't try to advertise for them, but there are. We have 2 gas stations, and one of the gas stations has something like a little restaurant in the back. They have a little store in the back where they can go and get t-shirts and different things like that, scarves, hat. And if you've ever seen a truck stop and you have all these different nuggets, that's kind of like what they created. But they also serve food there, and people spend a lot of their money because they accept some food share. And so individuals can, and food share is like, I don't know if you all remember the time when they had food stamps, the little book is now, they have the little card that they can use. We have the, what I said, the dollar store, general dollar, because nothing, everything is not a dollar. But, I'm saying, we were hoping that it was a really dollar store because everything would be a dollar. But, they go in, they get things from there. They have food there, they have refrigeration. So they have a few things that people can go in and get. But if you think about that, their money is gone. The Wellness Center, we had a program where they were creating little gardens right around in their area where they could, where they live. And then we also had little plots. They can go and grow vegetations and things like that. And that was really helpful with that program. But we would go downtown and use our little cards, because they would go with the EBT cards, and they shop at the farmer's market. But you have to think about, many of those families don't have transportation. So we have to then take money from somewhere in order to get them on the bus, to get them to those different type of events, and then get them back. The farmer's market, so on Park Street, they had someone, like a little food truck that had a vegetable truck, and then we had what was called Wednesday's Let's Eat Out, where one gentleman would bring me all fresh vegetables, and I would just give them away at the events that we would have. So that was very plentiful because it didn't cost them anything just to show up. And yeah. I think that would be a good, that'd be a good project that could happen in the Allied area, because they would have to carpool. Like I said, transportation is one of the biggest issues. The Wellness Center do not have access to a van or anything like that. That could say, yes, let's all get in and let's go for it, because you probably have many that will be willing to do that for themselves and a neighbor or two. So again, if you leave the information, that's something we can definitely check in and see if we can create. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Why a flaming chalice? The question comes. It's the cup of life, we answer. A cup of blessing overflowing, a cup of water to quench our spirit's thirst, a cup of wine for celebration and dedication, the flame of truth, the fire of purification, oil for anointing, healing. Out of chaos, fear, and horror, thus was the symbol crafted a generation ago. So may it be for us in these days of uncertainty, sorrow, and rage. And a light to warm our souls and guide us home.
And our closing words today will be read by Ron Fry.
These words are from a doctor that we know as Patch Adams. You treat disease, you win, you lose. You treat a person, I guarantee you, you'll win, no matter what the outcome.
Okay. Thank you all for coming. Please extend the hand of friendship to everyone around you, and thanks for your patience and, as always, understanding and great sense of humor as a congregation.